It's Monday and welcome to a new week here at It's Time For Me as we continue on with this week's topic of gratitude. So I hope you had a chance to listen back to Thursday's teachings. There was an introductory teaching and then just a normal teaching for you around looking at gratitude from different perspectives, from the light side of it and also the dark side of it, and how we can use it to help enrich ourselves, enrich our view of our life and of the good that is out there. And before I start today's teaching, every month in the bundle below, I give you an evening ritual and a morning ritual. And these are really to help you to start building up momentum around your practices. And also this month is around that. That's why we're dividing it into four different topics. So this month's morning ritual is all around gratitude and doing it before you actually get out of bed in the morning. So if you haven't started that already, it'd be a great thing to do today or tomorrow. And try and do it every morning if you can. If you remember, or at least a few times over the week, and continue doing it over the course of the next 4 weeks, even when we move on to a different topic. So today I want you to think about gratitude again from another perspective, and really thinking about maybe difficult situations you've had over the last year, or situations that might have even been just a little bit challenging or stressful for you, and looking for the good in those things. Because I believe, and I know it's only my belief, but with difficulties that we all experience in life and we will continue to experience in the future, these are opportunities for us to grow and evolve. They may not feel like that at the time because we can be going through, you know, painful situations, traumatic situations, grief, you know, really deep and dark kind of things that we can feel. But within those pieces of our life, there always will be something that we can learn that's going to help us evolve and help us grow. And offering gratitude for that positive lesson within the darkness is something that is very powerful and can actually, again, help you move forward and move on in your life. So I know many of you know last October, my own dad died of COVID, and it was a really difficult time. My dad had developed vascular dementia very fast, only like a year ago, really. And he got very, very ill and had to go into a nursing home in May of last year and was only 69. And then he got COVID, the typical scenario, into a nursing home, caught COVID, and he passed away a few days after that. And it was such a difficult time, obviously, losing your parent. And actually, I would say the time from when he started getting really sick last year up until he died at the end of last year was probably the most difficult time in terms of grieving, because I knew that we were losing him with the dementia, and watching somebody change and, you know, and he deteriorated at like warp speed, you know, really, really, really fast within months. So when he passed away, I actually was grateful for the opportunity and the time and that kind of 5 months to really go through those stages of grieving. It doesn't mean that I didn't grieve afterwards, but I really did, but that I was nearly having time to prepare. And also, you know, on my dad's like family, there's quite a strange dynamic within his, you know, family of origin as well. And what came after his passing was huge healing within his family and a huge opportunity for us all really to come together. So when I look back at that last year, I've offered gratitude in bucketfuls. And I really mean this, like I will often in my meditations or in my journaling, really, and even in my mind, just thinking, will offer deep gratitude for the experience that I went through last year, because it shifted so much in my family. It shifted so much in my dad's family, and it shifted so much for me personally. And I offer even now gratitude because it has created so much space in my life for things that I've wanted to happen to start to come in for me as well. So in the midst of darkness, there is always some sort of light to be found. So whether it's a difficult breakup that you've gone through and you might be thinking, oh my God, am I ever going to meet the right person? Maybe that you're lost your job, or you're moving into a different job, or you're starting something in college, or you're, you know, wanting to start your business and that went through a difficult time, your confidence was low, there'll always be light in that. Maybe you've lost somebody yourself and you're trying to find the light within that situation. So it can be difficult, and you know, no matter what goes on, we can find good within these things. It may take us time and you have to give yourself time to see it, but offering gratitude for that will really help you to see the situation from a different perspective as well, because you're no longer looking at it as some really traumatic event. You're actually like, that was the stepping stone to get me to the next place. That was the thing that needed to happen to move me forward to that next level in my life. So just think about that. Something particular over, it doesn't even have to be over the last year. It could be further back than that. But something that has helped you really grow and evolve, and take the time today to offer gratitude for that situation and thanks for what has happened to bring you to a better space. If you're have just gone through something difficult, or you're going through something difficult and you're not quite there yet in seeing the light within it, which again can be hard, just even say to yourself, like, what am I grateful for around the situation? Is there anything that comes to mind when you think about that? So just a different perspective again on gratitude today, but I hope you take some time to do your ritual every morning and also to think about the teaching from today. And I'll talk to you really soon.